The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The president lays down the sanctions on Vladimir Putin when it comes to Russia overstepping its boundaries in the Ukraine, and a California judge declares the death penalty unconstitutional, plus the CDC director says anthrax exposure never should have happened. Let's start with the prez and the sanctions that now have been leveled at Russia, and it includes two really big banks. This was talked about before, folks, and we've even talked about it on America Tonight. We had a great guest on from Russia a couple of months ago, and she's lived in Russia for 20 years but is an American, and talked about how the one thing that would make Putin pay attention would be to shut off the money valve in some way, knowing and saying that it would be through the banks. And sure enough, that's exactly what has happened here. And a smart move, finally. It's about time. This is what I expected would have happened months ago, but for whatever reason didn't. Now it has, and the Europeans are on board with this too, because look, they already got the Crimea, the hot spot that they wanted in the Ukraine. How many other cities could they sweep up, they being Russia, Mother Russia? And the answer is, who knows, the whole board. So now the Ukrainians must feel pretty juiced by this. Good news in that sense, that they can feel as though somebody has their back. And maybe, and it's not a guarantee, but maybe Putin backs down somewhat as a result of that, because of the money loss, because of other things that will happen as a result of what that hammer is, as a result of the hammer. And speaking of swinging a gavel in a direction nobody expected, a California judge decided the death penalty is unconstitutional. Judge Cormac Carney, who was a Bush appointee, delivered the opinion. According to the judge, delays and inconsistencies with the entire penal system really violate the Eighth Amendment, which doesn't allow for cruel and unusual punishment. The judge said that since so very few people are executed, the death penalty can't really be considered a deterrent. While 900 prisoners have been sentenced to die in California since the 70s, only 13 have actually been executed. His decision comes in response to a petition filed by Ernest Jones, a prisoner sentenced to die nearly two decades ago. Jones was found guilty of first-degree murder of Julia Miller in 95. Then in 2003, a jury denied his appeal for a retrial. So the California Attorney General is reviewing the decision. Boy, that's a big one. That's a huge decision to review. And is it a deterrent or is it not a deterrent? I think it's tough to say. And the problem is that it does drag out for so long. It really, really does. Upheld, not upheld? I don't know. Cruel and unusual punishment not to execute someone. It's like we never think of the victim. What about the victim? Speaking of victims, anthrax. Remember the whole anthrax thing? Boy, that was scary at the time after 9/11 because it kept popping up. And that would be, it was like every day you were waiting for something to happen. Oh, yeah, by the way, now we have this anthrax thing. So anthrax, smallpox, a deadly strain of the flu virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that handle biological materials kind of put, they say, a damper on the CDC's reputation. Congress is saying that because the CDC director, Tom Frieden, said what happened was completely unacceptable. He was testifying before the Energy and Commerce Committee's subcommittee for oversight and investigations. And he talked about that it shouldn't have happened, any of the attacks shouldn't have happened. But in saying that it should have never happened, then you got to think the challenge is somewhere, and who is being challenged on this, and what does it mean? Congressman Tim Murphy from Pennsylvania, the subcommittee chairman, opened a hearing where the CDC director was testifying by summarizing the troubling incidents that have cropped up lately. But the bottom line is, Murphy said the CDC was lucky that no one appears to have been infected during the anthrax incident, but sooner or later, the luck will run out. I agree with that. There's no 100%. They can't wrap themselves up in that. And it's not the first time the subcommittee has heard of safety issues at the CDC labs, because an investigation revealed an alarming series of failures, including cross-contamination between a safe and potentially deadly strain of the flu virus. Not good. So what are they doing with the dangerous biological stuff that they're storing in unlocked, refrigerated conditions? So if you don't have enough lab workers, if you don't have a protocol, once again, we always come back to the roadmap, and you're not executing it correctly, then that's what you have. And how can they possibly say on the accountability side that they're all covered off? They're absolutely not covered off. They're not. And this is what happens. And this is the scare that shook us to the core, if you remember. Back in, you know, right after 9/11, it was crazy, because then you're thinking, oh my gosh. First we're exposed at our airports, and way too many people lose their lives. It's just a terrible tragedy. And then the anthrax thing bubbles up right on the heels and during that time. So if the CDC now realizes the severity of it and they're screwing up the samples, that's not good. Because that's the whole idea, is to be able to work, come up with things, test, but test safely. Not in an unsafe environment. All right, we're going to rock and roll to the next side. You don't want to miss this dance. Hang with us, everybody. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Feeling low, let's just dive right in to that pile of missing emails. So what do you think some of those emails pertain to? Well, the Justice Department said they're investigating the circumstances behind the emails of how they disappeared. It's part of the criminal inquiry, if you will, into whether they had targeted conservative groups or not, looking for tax-exempt status. There's going to be testimony in a congressional committee. Deputy Attorney General James Cole said the investigators are looking into emails that went missing from the computer, her computer. Cole was supposed to appear before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. They've been investigating what's happened here. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. They were going to give up some other information about the investigation, apparently. But like I said, because it didn't happen, and then they're trying to schedule it, it'll be interesting to see if anything unique or different comes out. I mean, if anything different we're going to learn from this committee hearing, because in some ways I think they should pursue it no matter what, because already we've spent XYZ dollars on it. Just go for it. And you know what's interesting is Lerner and the Fifth. I take the fifth constantly, and I don't blame Congressman Jim Jordan for saying that once again, the Justice Department has to appoint a special prosecutor and we have to pursue this. And how this comes down could have an effect on the, could have a big effect, in fact, depending on who runs and what happens, on computer, or not computer, on voting apathy, on where do we move from here, in other words, when it comes to being stonewalled by government agencies like the IRS. I mean, the investigation was launched by the Department of Justice, which, without any kind of a pause whatsoever, Lerner publicly acknowledged the potential misconduct and blah, blah, blah. The same thing goes on and on. Here's the bottom line. We want answers, and we just keep pushing until we get the answers. Because this plane is not taking off. It's not leaving the runway. And so what do you do? Get a fair deal in court and then move on from there. Because all day long, a drought is a drought is a drought is a drought. If they're not playing, I mean, if they're looking at this and they're not willing to play ball, then that's what happens. That's what happens if they won't cooperate, if they won't do it. Hey, remember, folks, it's not a monologue. You can throw in your two cents at any time, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And I'll tell you, I would love to be a fly on the wall to hear what Lerner says. You know, in the end, does she come clean with this? Is there something we don't know? Is there some nugget of information? What is it? Certainly there have been other people who have had kind of interesting backgrounds, let's say, and then they turned out to be a lot more credible. A lot more credible. Moving from give us your emails or else to give us back our country, baby. Give us back our country. Are we becoming a little bit of a, what's the right word? A little bit of a mensch by not standing tall and owning the issue or throwing in on it, like the what's happening with the illegals and what's going on with guns. What's going on? From my friend who's a Border Patrol agent, and this is in the El Paso area, I understand it's just so depressing. It's a mess. A mess, a complete and utter disastrous thing to deal with. And there have been more people looking for that asylum. There's been a push to try to get the National Guard to the border, and I say, why not? I mean, if we have National Guards, isn't that the idea? They're supposed to protect us, be at least a line of defense, not it. So Obama will probably have to send his National Guard troops to the southern U.S. border to assist the Border Patrol agents who are overwhelmed, as we've talked about on all of our last couple of shows, and help bring him back. Just don't have him answering any questions. Are you guilty or are you innocent? Have his head shaken a couple of different directions. Well, which is it? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. I think it's very cool that he's getting, I mean, I think it's very cool that there's pressure to send the National Guard. But I hope, and I hope it prevails. Because it's like a domino effect. Once somebody says yes, and they figure it out, then this plays out. You don't want to be the odd man out. You don't want to be the odd man out. So the president wants to solve the border crisis again, at least for the short term, which I think this is a short-term deal. That means they're probably going to have to deploy National Guard soldiers to do it, to make all this happen. So we still may see it happen. It still may happen. Drug cartels. Recruiting kids from in these confined areas. And they're scared to death because they know what happened in their country and they don't want to repeat performance, so to speak. And the military budget was slashed. Oh, how many of you called this show and were so worried about the military agreement? And I remember saying, Mother Nature has a way to be the equalizer and equal things out. I think it would still be pretty hard to equal it out. I still think it would be almost impossible, I'm going to say. And I'm not going out on a giant limb by myself. Trust me in this wild prediction. But it's the kids, it's all that stuff that we're worried about. It's not the adults. 500 kids, they say, were even found in a truly, utterly disgusting place. You can imagine finding them in some of these shelters that we're talking about. And we're talking about kids that are babies, that have children as 2.5 months, you know, how long that went between the visits. So you have these kids who virtually disappeared into the ether, almost seemingly, but we know that at least some people are involved, especially along California and Mexico. But there are Spartan areas in Texas. There are Spartan areas truly in New Mexico. If you looked across the border, you would see it. But then this conversation of securing the borders would be way off the mark. I mean, we got to start with one thing at a time before we roll into another. Stay with us. Coming up on the show, we got your mailbag for you and a great guest as well to talk about a new piece of legislation. Stay with us.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen.
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Comes to visit me, and some of you listening to the show can appreciate this because you know my stories about Owen, and he has a GoPro, and it is the coolest thing ever, but he doesn't really know how to use it, so between all of us, we're trying to figure out how to use it and upload it to YouTube and everything that has to happen in between. So coincidentally, in our virtual green room, we have Mitch Butler from Image Vision, and they've actually developed something. They've developed motion recognition software, and they're working with companies like GoPro. Mitch, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, it's my privilege. Thanks for having me.
So, you know what, there is something about technology that's scary, Mitch, right? It's awesome, but we get frustrated when we can't get from point A to point B simply. We're always looking for the quicker, easier way to do it, not having to jump through hoops. So I can imagine that your software is helping with that. Tell us about it.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm the guy in our company that drastically brings down the average IQ of our company. We've got some amazing people that are our computer scientists and computer vision guys that they teach computers to see, Kate. And just as much as, you know, being in the green room here, virtual green room, and where you are, if you were just to look in front of you right now and see a car or see a ball, our guys are teaching computers to recognize the shape. And so it's detection first and then it's recognition. And so you take that from images and move into the world of video, and our guys have developed technology to recognize motion. And, you know, so Image Vision as a company, where we started was helping companies keep their sites safe So content safety, site safety, identifying illicit content like nudity. So companies like Facebook and Yahoo and PhotoBucket, customers of ours that needed to make sure their users had a safe experience. And as the evolution of visual content has really started to come into the visual web that we know today, video is becoming more and more, and obviously YouTube being a big player out there, but companies like GoPro that are helping the average Joe like Mitch make and develop content like videos of whether I'm sailing or surfing or scuba diving, because, you know, like your nephew, I've got a couple of GoPros and I've used them for scuba diving trips. And what our smart guys at Image Vision have been able to do is develop technology that helps GoPro type amateurs like me, when we upload our video, how do you categorize it? And so by being able to have technology look into my video and say, wow, we're recognizing the motion of fish swimming or the motion of surfing or what the actual body does when it's skateboarding, right? So if you can imagine in your mind and your listeners, your arms are going a certain way, your hips are moving back and forth, your arms and your legs are all in sync when you're on that skateboard. Well, when someone's filming you, and let's say there's two guys skateboarding and I've got the GoPro on my helmet and you're in front of me and I'm filming you going down the path, and then we go to upload that, how does that get categorized? How does that get put out there to where other skateboard enthusiasts can find it? And so what our technology is helping video companies do is categorize motion, so that if you, Kate, wanted to go find all these cool surfing videos, there's a way that today what's called tagging, which is people write down on the internet what their video is, and there's this practice of over tagging, which means that I can actually write down not only surfing, but I could write down ballooning or whatever the other activity I might want to reach. You know, it could be a pet park, right? Petting a dog. But whatever tag I actually enter with my text is assigned to that video. What we're doing is we're helping advertisers be able to identify surfing videos with motion, so that if somebody wants to actually advertise and develop tailored advertising for a surfing audience, they know those videos actually contain surfing motions or surfing activities. And so what we're really doing is helping promote and advance the digital online advertising world to have better ad relevancy for you and I.
Well, and plus, obviously, from the point of view, and you know this, as you mentioned, some of the clients, they have to get there fast, because everything is moving fast and video is fast, and it is all about video. I mean, for goodness sake, look at Vine. Vine is 6 seconds. You know, the six-second advertising, you've got to be quick and clever, but the video is important, and I would imagine that your software would help in those situations, because you got to get seen to a lot of eyes, right?
Absolutely. And speed is money in today's, you know, internet speed. You know, we heard that 15 years ago, and yet today it's as much a reality, if not more so, just from a standpoint of, you know, as the uploading of images with Facebook and Instagram and all these photo sharing sites, PhotoBucket, you know, Flickr, as we began uploading photos to that, humans were moderating or looking at everything we were uploading before it got posted at certain sites because they wanted to maintain a safe site. Well, how do you do that faster? With servers, with technology, and that's what we're bringing to the marketplace. And some of our large social media site customers implemented us for that. And now as the video has become more and more prominent, and, you know, GoPro as an example, you know, they just went public a couple of weeks ago. And as they evolve from a hardware company to a media content company, they're going to need speed in order to categorize videos as people upload them to the GoPro YouTube channel, to their own specific domains. And in being able to categorize a video with certain motions, then advertisers are going to be able to find them because of that tagging. But it's tagging through technology, not tagging through humans, which then can lead to mistagging, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, like we said, the speed and the evolution is amazing. So do you have like a big boardroom and you have a massive brainstorming session of how you keep on top of everything so that you can be bigger, badder, and faster, Mitch?
Our smart guys, I don't call it brainstorming. It's more like tsunamis because these guys are so smart. They're so far out there of what they think about. And literally, if you think of ones and zeros and A's and Z's and putting those in a sequence that makes sense, they represent those formulas, algorithms represent mathematically and alphanumeric what you and I visually see with our eyes, and that computes into our brain. They're actually using those formulas to tell a computer that this is a surfboard, this is surfing, this is a kite board, this is kite boarding, or jumping, you know, from a cliff into the water, or swimming with dolphins. They're actually making that transference or that computation from what a human sees to what a computer sees, and having the relevancy or the actual error rate for a computer be less than what it is for a human.
Yeah, and there's no question with a human, the whole input part, like you said, the tagging, now that's just slow as molasses compared to what obviously you guys are able to do. How excited were you when you started to roll this out?
It actually, the company was born from a personal experience with having a smartphone be used for an inappropriate activity. Mm-hmm. And from that, it was an aha moment to say, wow, there's good content, there's bad content, and everyone is going to be creating content. What are the McAfees and the Trend Micros, all these security companies in the world doing about this? And at the time, four and a half years ago, nothing. And so as a company, our evolution is to be the next visual search company, or the next search company like a Google, where you type something in to find it. We actually are working on you being able to drop and drag a photo of what it is you want to find, and then we'll return multiple options that look like what you're looking for. So you won't even have to type in whether it be the cocktail dress or the dress shoes or the purse or the surfboard. You'll actually just be able to drop and drag a photo, and we'll do the visual search for you. So the evolution of where we've started and where we're headed, it's truly exciting. It's a ride to definitely grab on and hang on to.
Yeah, and Mitch, you know this. Is it first to market or best, or, hey, it's a crowded room, but ultimately a couple people will rise to the top in your industry?
You know, I think first to market, big customers, and then connecting those customers across the domains, and ultimately being able to deliver scale and speed with accuracy. And that's what I think we have, and it's a little bit different than some of the other companies similar to us that are out there trying to do what we're doing.
Oh, I like that, scale and speed with accuracy. Mitch Butler, imagevision.com, thank you so much.
Okay, have a great rest of the evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This song is called Opinion.
Congratulations, you have won. It's a year subscription. I'll buy puns in a makeshift story. I'm concerned and set it up before it burns. My opinions. My opinions.
Yes, once again, you truly overwhelm me, folks. Thanks so much for all of the emails we constantly get here on America Tonight. If you've never sent me one, it's so easy. So you want to vent about something, you got to get something off your chest, you can't call, you listen on demand, 24/7, baby. It is like the Wendy's late night window. AmericaTonight.net, click on contact and let it flow. With that, let's go check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
So first up, we got Raymond listening to us in the great state of Florida, and he says, hello, Ms. Delaney. It's been such a delight to have you on WFLN for, I think, the last 6 months. I've been listening to you, and I'm really spreading the word in Arcadia to all of my pals. I have to tell you that Shark Week is coming up, and I heard you say one time that you really liked Shark Week. In Florida, we sort of cringe, some of us anyway, when Shark Week comes around, because everybody wants to know about the sharks and are the sharks awful here and what's happened on some of the beaches where they have had sightings and that kind of thing. When you grow up in Florida, my dear, you don't pay as close attention. I have to say that. I really don't think people are incredibly frightened by sharks. I know that sounds almost abnormal, but you know what you would do if you encountered one. If you're in their domain, you're in their waters, their playground, then, of course, like anything else, who knows, maybe there is that potential. But if you look overall, there haven't been that many shark deaths or attacks. So wait until Shark Week comes, and I promise I will call you, because I think there will probably sort of exaggerate some of the things that have happened here in the Sunshine State. I love that. I loved that email. Thank you for that email. When I got that email, I just chuckled out loud. I have so much family in Florida, and I've spent so much time there, and yes, I would agree. What I think is so wild is on some of the beaches, it's like the beach right there by Ron John, you have so many young surfers, and there is a line of sharks that will be beyond where they would be, and they're not, for the most part, of course, they're not going after the surfers. They're looking for food. But occasionally one gets nipped on the ankle, and these kids are so resilient, they come out of the water, get stitched up, and they want to get right back in there. If it's nothing serious, they want to be back there in the water. So, I don't know, maybe there is something to the resiliency of the possibilities of what it is that lives in your backyard. But I like how he said, you know, it's their domain. So when you're there, you're in their home. And that's the way it goes. If you completely don't want to have any possibility of having any kind of encounters, then you just have to stay out of the water completely. I thought it'd be interesting to start with that one because we always get a lot of serious, heavy comments, and rightfully so. There's a lot of frustration out there. This one from Mitch, who says, Kate, what is up with these fools sending ricin to public officials, especially this woman who sent it to Obama? She was sentenced to 18 years. Do you think she really had that kind of an intended target, or was this some bizarre statement she was making? Either way, she is put away for a long time, and I think she's in her mid-30s. Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because this just happened, and her name is Sharon Richardson. She is 36 years old. She also has to pay almost $400,000. But what you wonder, I mean, is she just crazed? Is she furious? Is, you know, what led to that? I honestly think that there are people who just get furious and think it's not that big of a deal. I'm not saying that that's her, because she sent three envelopes that had really toxic, a really natural toxic compound derived from castor beans. And she mailed those envelopes. She had an intended target. There's no doubt about it. And besides Obama, she also sent it to Michael Bloomberg when he was the mayor of New York City, and mailed it to somebody else. She mailed it to a guy named Mark Glaze, who was the director of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which Bloomberg founded. So she had targets. There's no question about that. And she was, you know, it's crazy too, because this woman was an actress and had minor roles, but one of her minor roles was on a show that I've watched called The Walking Dead and The Vampire Diaries. So, you know, what is it that drove her to do that? I mean, again, who knows, but she's wearing the orange jumper. So if she paid attention to Orange is the New Black, she's there 18 years. And, you know, they don't commute those sentences, those federal sentences, especially for that one. And then they got to come up with the big bucks for it. So go figure. All right, we continue to check the mailbag. And in checking the mailbag, we got this one from Jake in Austin. Gotta love it. This guy is tenacious. He is always emailing the show. I love that. In a way, I love that about Jake, because sometimes he comes up with pretty thought-provoking stuff. And here's what he said in this last time around. He says, Kate, I am so tired of kicking around what is happening at the border. Living in the great state of Texas, I've seen what happens when you don't have a plan for the amount of migrants who are coming across the border. When people say it's crippling, I mean, it really is crippling, but it's not even the right word to describe it. The situation is just untenable. And we just can't keep supporting this. It is so ridiculous. Bring out the National Guard. Do something else besides quick deportations and pray that you don't see these same people cycled through again, because let's be honest, that's what they're really doing. It's still cat and mouse. Only more bodies have been added to it. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Jake. And sadly, some of those more bodies are super young kids. I just, and you know, you do feel, I can't imagine if I was a Border Patrol agent and I was in charge of a 2-year-old or 3 or 5-year-old, and you know, I've got to take care of them, get them processed, and, or, you know, ultimately, and then send them off to whatever the next step is in the process. And it would be really disheartening. I mean, how horrible is it in Honduras, in Guatemala, in El Salvador, that parents are willing to just pin a note? And this isn't all of what the circumstances are, but let's say in some of the circumstances, just shove a note in their pocket, pay someone some money to get them across, and really gamble and pray for the best. I can't imagine that. You know, as much as my mother raised my brother and I to be really independent and think for ourselves, she certainly didn't raise us to just go off, hey, go off, do whatever's necessary, and I'll see whatever you have to do. But it's a different world down there. But how awful is it, the violence? Why not? You know, why doesn't Mexico work on that? If Mexico has so much money, like in Mexico City, and the richest man in the world lives in Mexico City, can't they just work on that? Can't Carlos Slim start an organization, a nonprofit, whatever, and help seriously work on this violence? You would think Mexico, as the place where they're funneled through, would be concerned, but what's Mexico's angle in all of it? The answer is nothing, because they just let them come across the border. How about this one from Bobby G, who says, Kate D in America Tonight, listeners, we are so beaten down by immigration woes. I feel for the people who legally want to come to this country. I've heard your guy Jack Down Under talk about it. And it's, frankly, so depressing when people really want to drink from that cup of liberty, but we can't even give them a sip, even though they spent money on attorneys, money they didn't have, filling out paperwork after paperwork, whatever they had to do, and now they're just shoved back into a corner because there's nowhere for them to go. And isn't that the truth? There's nowhere for them to go because there's going to be a limit on what we can actually handle. And we're beyond that point. We're way beyond that point. So you get it now. If you've never emailed the show and you feel like throwing in your 2 cents, boy, it's an easy way to do it. 24/7. AmericaTonight.net.
All right. This is it. This is audience participation time. For the last couple of nights, we have actually gone so far into the realms of bad.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.